This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition, 5:34 p.m. Sean Tanis from the news desk joins us in the studio. We take a look at stocks and markets. And on this story, Sean, Japan is offering Malaysia a technology that uses high-end facial recognition to ensure smooth travel between KL and Singapore. Is that right?
Yes, it's actually part of Japan's bid for the KL-Singapore high-speed rail project.
Oh, right.
And Japan's ambassador to Malaysia, Dr. Makio Miyagawa, was the one who confirmed the bid, and he says the technology will speed up immigration clearance when people travel between the two countries. And his view is that you can't call it high-speed rail if people are going to spend hours in immigration.
That's right.
So it defeats the purpose altogether with the absence of seamless transporter traveling capability. So
they're
introducing this.
Absolutely. I mean, my mom just took the electric train to Haya. So the journey was great, and it took her ages to clear the immigration check and walk really, really far with her bags and the like. So he's absolutely right. You can't call it high speed transport without. And if Japan is offering it, say yes immediately. May we have the toilets as well, please? I don't mind. So Japan is saying that Malaysia should consider the bid seriously because it's offering this flexible financial package for the project. I guess Japan's reputation in developing world class train networks should have a big influence, right?
Sure. Yeah, Japan's bullet train, also known as Shinkansen, is accident-free since its introduction in 1964.
I did not know that because two years ago, I think I might have been on, I was definitely one on the Shinkansen.
Yeah.
And it is a seamless experience.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And that's a strong reason that you cannot ignore. And the ambassador says that they have all the credibility, track record. And in fact, Japan is the first in the world to invent this type of high-speed rail technology. And it's crazy. These trains could travel up to 320 kilometers per hour, and yet their safety system ensures they will not collide with other trains using the same rail, right? So there's the legitimate reason for us to believe in their network.
So many good reasons.
Now tell me the price.
And speaking of the financial package itself, the project could cost up to 60 billion ringgit. But Japan has included the issuance of sukuk bonds in its bid and will cover additional costs for service and immigration systems that will be needed later. So far, they've offered the same technology to Taiwan and India, and they've seen success in these countries.
Mm. That's quite a bit that Japan has put forward, and it is, you know, talk about, you know, something that you have a lot of authority and legitimacy on. You've seen the success in Japan. You've exported that product to other countries.
It is exciting.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Bursa right now. 3A Resources Berhad shares suffered a dip this morning. What happened there?
Yeah, their shares fell 7% in early trade. This comes on the back of its first quarter net profit declining by 40% due to higher raw material prices as well as higher Forex losses. The Starbiz reports 3A has fallen over 27% year-on-year. 3A closed down 7.6% at 97 cents.
All right. Our thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.